Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm Sandra Ladd, and I'm the senior minister for First Christian Church Stillwater. We are growing a Christ-centered, compassionate church where all can connect to God's love. And we hope that in this time you experience growth. We pray that this time will help you focus and center on Christ, and that in this time you will sense care and compassion. We pray that this time provide you with a deeper connection to the love of God. Grace and peace be with you. And again, we thank you so much for gifting us with your time. I invite you to stand in body or in spirit as you are able as we read together scripture from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thanks be to God for the word of God. Amen. You may be seated. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality to be something that he would exploit. You know, our theme for 2023 is come and rest. Selecting a theme for the year is not something that we typically do, but these have not been typical times. We began with come and rest in God's mystery, and then we've transitioned to come and rest in the presence of Jesus. Next week, we'll move to come and rest in the power of God. There's going to be a lot of resting in 2023, but can I tell you from what I've seen and what I have heard, rest has been needed. And I'm convinced that this is a direction that God wants for us and that we will see benefits from following in this path. Let the same mind be in you as was in Christ. You know, Ashley reminded me in a conversation on Thursday that we have been in two gymnasiums this week with groups of people who were of the same mind. Wednesday, we met with parents, with children, with many of our church elders, and with Crystal regarding FCC's children and youth ministries. All spoke of the things that they appreciated about including children in worship and the goals and the mission of this church. It was really powerful to hear. Understand, they were not saying that sitting with their children in worship is convenient or easy. It's a challenge, but it's a challenge I was encouraged to hear they realize is worth the effort. It was nothing short of a godsend to hear Crystal share of her growing up in the church. I believe it was in the Dominican Republic, where she was a part of worship from the very beginning and was always included in worship services, which has brought her to the place where she needs a community. Even when she is away from her country, even when she's in a new town, she sought out this place to be a part of because of that upbringing in the community of faith. I hope that you realize the privilege and the responsibility it is of having these kids in worship with you and have embraced the opportunity to meet and connect with them and with their families. They learn about faith by your example. They will love as they have been loved. Last Sunday, as you heard, we were in the gym at Mabel Bassett, church members from various congregations sitting side by side with prisoners in orange jumpsuits who had previously been a part of the Kairos program. Our goal was to encourage, to inspire, to uplift, and as Valerie shared, we were the ones who left encouraged, inspired, uplifted. We are to have the mind of Christ. Christ, who being equal with God, did not use that equality to exploit others, although he was all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present, he emptied himself of those powers, becoming human, and as our kids mentioned, not a rich, powerful, prestigious human, but as a slave. He humbled himself to the point of the worst death possible, a criminal's death, on the cross. In our Lenten Bible study, one of the participants said, "I don't like Palm Sunday. It starts out on a positive note, but it ends up in a way that I have a hard time stomaching." That we can so quickly transition from praise to shouts of condemnation, it's really hard. It's interesting that Jesus' followers couldn't endure that realization either. The New Testament passage this week is from Matthew 26, 14 through 27, 66. During the meal, with his final meal with his followers, Jesus says, somebody in this group is going to betray me. And Judas is quick to say, "Surely not I, Rabbi." And Jesus, knowing that it will be Judas, serves him right along with the other 12 who will each and every one fail. And yet, Jesus will not fail them. Such an important truth, one that we need to carry out of this space today. I will fail, but Jesus will never fail me. Others will fail, but Jesus will never fail anyone. Because of his obedience, Jesus was given the name that is above every other name. You know, years ago, Kara Beer taught a Bible study at FCC based on the impact of our name and being called that name throughout the course of our life. If you've been to any memorial service that I have officiated, you know that that study influenced me in a positive way. I reference it all the time. I was fascinated to learn that in ancient times, a name was believed to represent the essence of a person's character. The name Jesus is the Greek version of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means he saves. It's important to understand, Jesus was no passive victim. He enters fully and willingly into his mission. He successfully accomplishes that mission and is given the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend. Every knee in heaven, every knee on earth, every knee under earth. Now, Carissa shared a story with me that I'd like to share with you today. She had taken time to write each of us following our visit and about some of the things that we didn't see when we were there on Sunday. And I told her I was so grateful because we only saw this little glimpse of what happened. One of the younger ladies, in giving her testimony, had shared that she grew up in a Christian home. She attended church all of her life. She had made some sort of mistake that landed her in prison, but she said, "You know what? I know what to do when I'm in here. I know what to say. I know how to right my wrong." They were asked their condition when they came into the program, and her answer was, "Exhausted. I am weary. I am completely worn out." She shared that Every day is filled with darkness. All day, every day, she battles that darkness, and it's exhausting. She had been rejuvenated in that experience, and she shared about that, but coming into it, she was worn out. And I thought, well, here, today, there is no power of darkness. The only power that I sense is the power of the Holy Spirit, and that power is obviously the authority here. Carissa affirmed that things were worse in that place than in years past. They've never had any problems at a Kairos event, and that was true of this event as well, but several fights had broken out on the yard outside the gym. Carissa shared that there are a couple of vents in the gym against the wall, and she and another lady were standing in front of those vents when suddenly they could feel a force that was pressing against their backsides. She didn't know how to describe it, but whatever it was, it couldn't enter. However, a fight immediately broke out in the yard. Evil will enter where it can convince others of its authority. Evil will enter where others are not aware of the authority of Jesus and call on that authority. If you hear nothing else today, hear this. Jesus is the ultimate authority. Jesus saves. There is darkness in this story. There's pain in this story. And unfortunately, most of us go to great lengths to avoid that. And yet the call to Christian life is that Christ bids a person come and die. Have you wrapped your mind around what that means? Because we rarely hear that in the church today. We hear things like, come and live your best life now. Come and follow me and see how your American dreams can come true. We are bombarded with messages that sell God as the ultimate painkiller. And we declare our blessings as nice homes, as happy families, as successful businesses, as avoiding the most recent escape of a pending tragedy. Perhaps having the same mind that was in Christ Jesus is the mind that Jesus demonstrated as he struggled in the garden at Gethsemane to figure out what it means to align his human will with his divine will. Because that's what Jesus' suffering on the cross was. He was so intent on doing God's will that he endured the pain of the cross. The cross is the suffering that leads to new life, like the labor of childbirth. I told Ashley, I don't think there's any coincidence that we have a baby dedication today. Every mother has to make the decision if she is willing to suffer in order to bring life into this world. When Jesus tells the disciples of his impending suffering, Peter takes him aside and starts to rebuke him, saying, God, Lord, forbid it. This must never happen to you. Peter pleads for Jesus not to suffer in that way, to avoid the cross. That was kind of like pleading with a mother to avoid the suffering of childbirth. And that's when Jesus says to Peter, you've set your mind not on divine things, you've set your mind on human things. You know, Nash cleans house for a couple, and the lady of the household became very ill this week. And Nash reached out to our polo group, which now includes a few women who are excellent support to these young mamas. And Nash kept us all updated throughout the process. And this young mama, who has so much on her plate, visited the hospital numerous times, took care of many of this couple's household needs, cried with and for them, not only sat with them in their suffering, but suffered alongside them. It was painful to watch. And yet, one of the most beautiful, sacrificial acts of love that anyone can witness. She could have come up with an easy excuse, a plethora of easy excuses to avoid it all. But instead, she stepped right into the middle of it with them, and she boldly shared her faith with them and let them know that people at FCC were praying for them. Thursday, the report was that the woman had taken a turn for the worse and would most likely not recover. She reported Friday that what had happened was the complete opposite. According to Nash, it was nothing short of miraculous. She had taken a turn for the better, come out of her coma, and was making positive progress. I don't know the new life that will come from this situation. I don't know the outcome of the situation, but I know that I witnessed a young member of this church faithfully following in Jesus' footsteps. The point of our lives is not to avoid pain. Neither is it just to endure pain for pain's sake. The point of our lives is to follow Christ, to do the will of God, to choose love and justice and goodness and bear with whatever suffering comes our way, to bring Christ in us, to birth Christ in us into a world in need. I wonder what that means to you. I think we've been gifted some powerful examples in the service today. Having the mind of Christ should not only shape inside the church, but it should affect the church's relationship with the community and with the world. I understand that many still mourn the church of the past, as well as the loss of influence in the church that the church has on society. But Paul calls us to let go of our grasping for worldly power and embrace the role of a servant. Power struggles and the desire for glory, they don't honor God. They don't honor the name of Jesus. Rather, by following Jesus, by identifying with the lowly and giving ourselves away in humble service to a suffering world, we honor the name that is above every other name. May it be so. Amen.